Welcome to Story U Talk Radio. Here we are on another Thursday afternoon. I love bringing new topics to you each week. If you caught us live last week, we were doing this fun thing that I want to do all year round. And that is, I go out looking for coaches that can talk to us about the stories of our health or the stories of our wealth or even the stories about our love lives. And last week we talked with Torald Bow from London. She is a perimenopause and menopause life coach. I mean, that's a really cool, specific niche for the woman that really wants to stay in touch with her health. And I wish that had been available to me when it would have been so helpful. So we brought her to the airways to answer some questions for the ladies listening. And in recent shows, we also had my trainer come on. We did a fitness show and we talked a lot about nutrition and movement. We've had shows from Love Coaches. And in the very near future, I'm going to bring on a wealth coach. And so the rest of the time, what I like to do when I'm doing a solo show like today, I like to focus in on the stories you are living by and especially the stories you are writing. Because I really think everything we do is grounded in some sort of story that either links us to our career or our parenting or our childhood or our spirituality. There's always some part of us that's getting a chance to live out even stronger and bolder if we don't go numb living day-to-day life. And you might have a little experience going numb. I know I do. I can think back to times in my life where I just got up, did my job, went home, got some sleep, got up, did my job, went home. And it was just very routined, didn't do much for me. Now, I haven't had long spurts of that for one reason only. I can't handle the boredom. I really can't handle it. I need to feel like I'm on purpose. And so Story U Talk Radio helps people like me, especially, and I hope people like yourself, really tap into the purpose that you want to be living out. Are you writing it? Are you expressing it with your voice? Are you playing it out with music? Are you living it out by being dedicated to parenting at this chapter of your life? Are you taking it on the road somehow? Maybe going international with the big story, the big purpose that is driving you at this time in your life. I am a life coach and I mentor people that are transitioning from one chapter of their life into another. And the people that hire me are sometimes in a transition that hurts. You know, it could be that it's a divorce. Could be that a death brought them to this transition. There are times when people go through being fired and they just feel like they don't even know who they are anymore without their jobs. And I help people move through a short-lived journey up to the new place and the new identity they want to find themselves in. But I am also a writer. And I taught college writing for a couple decades here in the Seattle area. And one thing I really didn't get to do at the college was help people write their books. I just love fiction writing. I love memoir writing. And when you're teaching college, you've only got about 12 weeks with your students. So they're writing articles and essays. They're learning how to be short story writers, but they're not getting into longer pieces of work. And I had a certain craving around that. I wanted to help people that wanted to produce books. And the longer I followed that purpose, the more I met people that had not only a desire to produce a book, but had a desire in some cases to come back to their writing and now create that New York Times bestseller, that book award, that person that just really wants to advance their career through their writing. I'm having a great time supporting these people. So I work with the beginner in group coaching, and I also work with the more advanced writer in one-on-one coaching. Today, our topic, well, I thought I was kind of ingenious for naming it this. I'm calling it Spring into Office Hours with Coach Debbie. Now, if you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you might know that every 12 weeks or so, once a quarter, on this show, I hold what I call office hours. And we've just stepped into the spring season here in Seattle. So, Spring into Office Hours with Coach Debbie. This is your chance to call in or write in and ask me anything at all about writing your story or living into the next chapter of your story. And don't worry about getting out the most articulate question. Just if there's something you want to talk about, this whole hour is dedicated to questions. And usually, what I do is I compile questions that come in through my website. You can go there at any time. It's coachdebbie.com. Debbie is spelled Debby, coachdebbie.com. Just click on connect and you can send me a question about anything at all. I am the only person that reads that page. I promise you that. I have other people that assist me in other areas of my business, but that page, it's just between you and me. So you can write about anything you would like. When you write in, I do make it a point to get back to you in 24 to 48 hours, but sometimes I reserve the right to take a portion of what you wrote about and just put that question on the air because it is so common that if you're having the question, there are a lot of other people listening that are too. And since you were gutsy enough to ask it, let's broadcast it. So I want to assure you, I never say your full name and give out all sorts of identifying information about you. I don't do that at all. But I might say your first name. And if you tell me the general area you work in or general details, I might say something very general. But for the most part, nobody is going to say, aha, that is Joe Johnson that lives at 2222 Adventure Avenue. I know that guy. It no. Rest assured, you are kept anonymous in the way I read it. So today I brought in, I've got about five little clips from people that have written in, but we have time to take your question. So please feel free to call in. That number is 1-888-298-5569. And if you'd like to write in, I think I told you, but I'm going to tell you again. You just go to coachdebbie.com. That's Debby, coachdebbie.com. Click on connect and just send me a note. Easy as that. And we take a couple breaks here on the show, so I'll have a minute to peruse your question and answer it right here. And while you're over there at my website, right on the home page, there's a little invitation to click on a purple button and check out the retreats. All right, I like to offer retreats. They are so fun. They open up your creative senses. They get you back into that groove of feeling like, yeah, I can write, I can produce, I can express myself. And if you haven't been this person so far, it is really, any retreat I hold is really a welcome mat to becoming more creative and getting out of some of that daily routine that's a little boring and just isn't giving you the fullness of life that you want to experience. I'd love to have you along on a retreat. Now, if you do go to the page coachdebbie.com and you click on the retreat, one little adjustment we're probably going to have to make here is that we have September dates open and available for you, but the June dates, I don't think that's going to work out. I'm in a bit of a competition with a wedding to get those dates, and I'm thinking they're probably going to come up with the down payment before I do. So we might have to let the June one go, but take a look at September. September is an extraordinary time to be in Santa Barbara. And that's where we will be for our 4-day retreat. The price is ever so exceptional to welcome you in. And if you do have any questions, again, while you're at that website, just click on connect, send me any questions, and I would be happy to answer them. So, what do you say, my friends? Let's get into our content today. We're talking about springing right into office hours with me in this lovely season of spring. It is a really good time to awaken, I think, your creativity. So this note came in. I'm just going to read you a little piece of it where the writer said, "I want my writing to stand out." Right? You relate to that? I want my writing to stand out. I'm afraid that I just sound like everyone else and blend into the background. Sometimes I think my social media would do a lot better if I hired a copywriter. I guess I'm just lazy, or I don't want to pay the money, but I do want to stand out. So we'll just stop right there. This writer is speaking to a situation that I know so many of us go through. Let me tell you, as somebody who writes my own marketing and copy, I feel like I can be really, really redundant and that maybe people are just sick and tired of listening to me. I can have those thoughts. And when I do, this is what I have to remember. I'm not really honoring the content of what I want to say by thinking those thoughts. In other words, maybe I've gotten a little tired of listening to myself. But if I was to focus more on what is the content I want to bring forward today, I would automatically start opening up those curiosity creative centers in my right brain. If I'm sitting in front of the page instead saying, "Oh gosh, I've written about this so many times. I wonder if there's a new way I can say it." If I give myself the doldrums just by those questions, I'm not going to come out with ideas to share in a whole new way. So what I want to advise is that anytime you feel like you want to connect to your readers, whether it be on social media like this person. And I'm not quite sure what sort of thing she does or sells. She didn't really go into that. But it just sounds like she's getting tired of herself. And so she's a little concerned that other people are getting tired of listening to her. What if instead you really thought about the fact that you love your content? I mean, any of us in business know the real thing that keeps us in business is loving what we do, loving how we serve, loving who we serve, and the ingenious ways we come up with to serve. If you let yourself get back in that energy, your words are just going to flow. You won't be asking yourself such critical questions. You'll be saying, ooh, what would be a new way to talk about this piece of content? For example, when I was putting out the page that announced my retreat, I remember thinking to myself, I could repurpose what I've said about other retreats, or I could just sit here for a minute and look at the pictures that we've got on the website and just think, what is it that I want to say to the readers today? What is it that I want to entice them to do or to think about? And one thing that immediately came to mind is I want this retreat to be not only invigorating to your creative system, but I also want it to invite you to relax and to just get away from anything dull and mundane in your life. And that helped me write the page. If I had been critical, it would have shut me down, and I would have wondered, just like this writer, am I just being lazy and fading into the background and not standing out? But you can always feel confident when you feel into your content, you feel into the message you want to offer. You can always feel confident that your genuine voice today is going to reach people because you're aligned with it. There will be others who vibrationally and automatically are going to align with you. All right, so that was just the first thing that came across my desk. Today we are springing into office hours with Coach Debbie. I've got to take my first break right here. Think about what you want to write to me. I'd be happy to see it. And we're going to come right back. Stay tuned.
Did you know your riding coach, Coach Debbie, is also a master-level life coach trained by Hay House author Alan Cohen? She's offering free 30-minute consultations to anyone, not just riders, who are wanting to discuss a big, stretchy life goal, which might include, how can I work on my bucket list?
How can I better relate to my children, spouse, boss, or in-laws?
What should I do about aging and feeling scared to be seen?
How might I double my income fast?
Email Coach Debbie at coachdebbie.com/connect for more information. And right now you can also enroll in Coach Debbie's April course, The Story Immersion. You'll receive 8 pre-recorded classes throughout April that you can listen to on your own timeline. As a listener of the podcast, you qualify to save 50%. Simply email Coach Debbie by visiting coachdebbie.com/connect. And get started on the life goal or writing project you've been dreaming about.
And welcome back to Story U Talk Radio. Thanks so much for turning in and being with me on Thursday afternoons here. We are live in Seattle at 4 p.m.
And we, so that would be 7 p.m. East Coast. And we also offer you an encore show on Thursdays at 9 a.m. If you are more interested in listening at your own free time, Eric makes this show into a podcast every single week. So whatever platform you are most familiar with, like Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I like using Audible. We are on those platforms as well as Podcast One. And we put out a new show every single week. And if you didn't know, I passed my 5-year anniversary with KKNW, past meaning it was on Valentine's Day in the recent past. And it sure was fun to think, wow, 5 years, one station. I'm just delighted to do this. So your questions, your inquiry, your interaction makes it that much better. I show up to provide content that stimulates the things you are doing in life. So thank you for coming along for the ride and keeping me inspired to bring you what you need. So today we are kind of using a term that I mentioned a lot. When I was a college instructor, we called it office hours. It was just this time in the afternoon where you left your office door open and any of your students could come by with any question at all and get some one-on-one attention with their homework assignments. Now, there were plenty of days where I just sat alone and ate my lunch, because people were kind of intimidated to come. But I would really build this up when I was in class. And I would tell the students, there's bound to be questions that you come up with when you're at home and you're working on the assignment alone. And why don't you just come on by my office? We can sit down and look at your questions, and I can give you a hand on your assignment. And it just might sort of move you along a little faster. Or you might even see that you start to have an improved grade because you understood the fullness of the assignment. Boy, all you have to do is stick the word grade in there, and people show up, and for good reason. They're going for scholarships and all sorts of things like that. It feels good to get a good grade. So office hours became something really popular because I boasted about how people would grow. And I really mean it. When you ask questions, when you get curious about your own process and how you might expand into being more of a full-flavored writer, then you are allowing yourself to grow. And that's what you want. If you have ever followed a series of writing, for example, there was a mystery series of writing by a woman named Sue Grafton. And she would say all of her mysteries started with a letter. So I think A was for alibi and B, what was B for? I don't remember. But there were every letter of the alphabet stood for, something related to true crime. K was for killer, and maybe T was for trial, things like that. What I noticed was over all the years that Sue put these books out, you could tell she was getting more and more committed to her craft. And that's what you want. You want to see that over time, your commitment to writing, your commitment to carving out that hour a day, or maybe even when you start, it's 15 minutes a day, your commitment starts to show up on the page. You feel really good about what you're offering because you're seeing that you're growing. And if you can't see that you're growing, you might want to do something like sign up for one of Coach Debbie's communities. I have a group of heroines, I call them. They're the ladies, ladies only. But I also have the superstars. We are a mixed group there. And if you're curious about any of those communities, again, head on over to my website, take a look. If you have questions, just send me a note. It's great to be in a community where others can reflect back how they see you expanding and growing into the writer you want to be. So let's get back to our topic today. We are inviting people in for office hours. I really liked this question that came in from Sandy. She said, "May I ask you some questions about memoir writing? Well, first, I should tell you that I don't know much at all. I did read Liar by Mary Carr, and it was gripping. Couldn't put it down. I'm pretty sure I read it because you were the one that recommended it. So you, knowing how it goes, do I have to be that revealing in my own memoir? I really want to take one of your classes or come to your retreat to learn more. I'm out of the habit of writing every day, but I've been going through a real turning point in life, and I just feel like I have more to say." Okay, Sandy, I'm going to stop right there. I know I sent her a longer explanation about 2 weeks ago, but I pulled this little part of her letter to me because I think it speaks to something that trips up a lot of us. And that is, what is the difference between a memoir and a biography, for one? And if you've read a great memoir, do you have to be as revealing or as detailed or as long-winded as the writers you're familiar with? So let's just dive into some of these questions she's posed here. Number one, the book she read by Mary Carr, and I've read a few books by Mary Carr, so I'm not going to go into content just in fear that I might not remember exactly what content was what book. But I will say this, Mary Carr is very revealing. She doesn't have any problems telling you, listen, here's some dysfunction that happened in my past, and here's some really descriptive details to just bring you into the dining room where it all took place. She's exquisite when it comes to getting into your heart, sharing details, and painting a scene. So now this is what I want to say. Memoir writers want to do exactly that. You want to connect with your reader's heart. You want to get some details on the page so that people can really relate to you. And you want to talk about things in such a way that, let's say you are being interviewed, you could spot exactly the category that it would fall under. So, for example, maybe, I don't know what Sandy's writing about. Maybe she said she's going through some life transitions. That's a great time to not only write a memoir, but to also focus on the topics you're going to get into, because a transition is a growing time. People love learning. I used to be there, way over there in the ashes of things. And now I'm way up here on the mountaintop. And let me tell you how I got here. People love that kind of story. And if you set it up as a memoir, you really get into some theme that is going to hold you together in the structure of what you're writing. So one theme might be addiction. That's a very common theme, and it was definitely one that Mary Carr wrote about in one, if not all, of her memoirs, and definitely in some of the exposés that she did in short pieces, articles that were published in, say, The Atlantic and places like that. You also want to think about, you know, if I write about addiction, if I write about divorce, if I write about wealth, if I write about obesity and disease and overcoming it, you know, topics like this that are really like what I would say the creators on YouTube are really focused on. When you get into these topics, you want to be able to, number one, say enough detail that the reader can see some scenes going on. Scene doesn't necessarily mean it's sad. Scene can be very happy. And you also want to be able to step back enough from your writing and notice other people could relate to this, right? If they can't relate, it's going to be tricky keeping them to the end of the book. So let's say you decide that you're going to write about obesity meets diabetes. Let's say you're writing about that. I just read something on that topic, a very long article in an online magazine recently, and it was well done, really well done. The writer put her own personal story growing up and how obesity was a theme in the household in the middle of her article, and she sandwiched it around her professional knowing and understanding as a nurse, dietitian, etc. So she embedded her own experience from growing up, how her family members, one in particular, completely overcame it. And she put her findings as a researcher, a nurse, a dietitian, etc., on the two bookends of her article. Really well done. So coming back to your question, Sandy, I think I've gone way, 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 way far, is it doesn't matter if you're out of the habit of writing. What matters is that you can identify the theme you're working with. You can offer your reader enough detail that they feel like they're present. Maybe you don't want to say, my little brother struggled with diabetes the most. Maybe you don't want to say that. That's fine. But you are going to need to talk about the link between the two, obesity and diabetes, and make points around it, even if you decide you want to camouflage the identity of someone close to you and not expose them so much in your book. You get to work with that. You get to also, and I say it behooves you early on to take a look from a distance. What category is this falling under? And how much am I letting my reader see me, see what I've been through so that they can relate? And sometimes you need to bring in a community or a mentor to help you with that. Our stories can be so close to home that it's very difficult to know, have I left my reader on the corner back there all alone, or are they walking right beside me, listening intently, ready for more? Those are things that sometimes we don't have enough distance from our past. And when we're writing, we need the help of others. So, Sandy, I just want to say thank you for sending this in. I wish you luck on your topic, and I would love to invite you to take a look at the retreat. You said that you are out of the habit of daily writing. While we are not going to do, you know, deep, long writing sessions at the retreat, we are going to dive into a few things that I think are really going to help people feel enticed to get back into their daily practice with writing. So I've got more questions from listeners of the show. We are going to read those, give them some coaching. If you have a question, there's still just a little bit of time to get that in. Just write to coachdebbie.com, click on connect. Don't forget to spell it D-E-B-B-Y. And I will read it and I will get you coaching. Alrighty, stay tuned. We're going to come right back.
Did you know your writing coach, Coach Debbie, is also a master-level life coach trained by Hay House author Alan Cohen? She's offering free 30-minute consultations to anyone, not just writers, who are wanting to discuss a big, stretchy life goal, which might include, how can I work on my bucket list?
How can I better relate to my children, spouse, boss, or in-laws?
What should I do about aging and feeling scared to be seen?
How might I double my income fast?
Email Coach Debbie at coachdebbie.com/connect for more information. And right now you can also enroll in Coach Debbie's April course, The Story Immersion. You'll receive 8 pre-recorded classes throughout April that you can listen to on your own timeline. As a listener of the podcast, you qualify to save 50%. Simply email Coach Debbie by visiting coachdebbie.com/connect. And get started on the life goal or writing project you've been dreaming about.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Story U Talk Radio. Thank you so much for making the time to incorporate this show into your world. I always love offering new topics for you, and I am very open to hearing from you on what topics you would like next. So again, you can send that to coachdebbie.com. Just click on connect and let me know what's on your mind. We've got office hours going on here, so I want to sneak in as many questions as I can. This really spoke to me. This writer, do we have a first name here? Do we have a first name for you? Did you put it down? Yes, you did. Janet wrote in and says, I have been meaning to reach out to you for a long time. Like you, I am a life coach. And the longer I do it, the more spiritual I become. It's like I count on my spirituality as a guide, and it makes me want to write things down and even have a blog. In your own experience, did you get ghosted by your readers and your listeners on the radio when you came out more and spoke from a spiritual place? You've talked about being at a college, and I know you can't do it there. I just wonder what kind of process you may have gone through, and if you could tie it in, how it might change my writing as well. My fear is losing followers. Okay. Janet, really good. Really good. You know, yeah, let's back up. So this question's kind of turned on to me. You're asking me more. So I'd be happy to share my experience. I can tell you there was a point in which I was teaching at the college. I was deeply, deeply influenced by Joseph Campbell and the hero's journey. And I started creating a lot of assignments based on that. Really asking students, you know, if you could completely have it your way, how would you design your life? Let's get into writing about that. And the more I tweaked these assignments, the more I started to see, wow, there's some spiritual components going on in this. And, you know, before I get thrown out for mixing church and state, as it could be seen, I didn't really see it that way, but I knew it could be seen that way. I started asking myself a lot of questions around my career. And one of them was, do you see yourself retiring from the college? And when I got real honest about that, I didn't. I knew I had loved my time there, but I also knew that there was this, wow, there was like this invitation from studying the hero's journey and really getting into spiritual components deeper. And I wanted to have those conversations. I didn't want to have to censor myself. I didn't want to have to protect. I just felt like I can be more me if I entertain the idea that there are places that will welcome more of a spiritual voice. So, Janet, one thing you said is that you're intrigued to write a blog. Now, here's the nice thing. If you have set your website up to welcome the person that is going to have a spiritual bent like you, they're going to want to know anything you can share with them about your spirituality, especially because you said you're a life coach. So anytime we are in the position of studying the stages of life and reflecting back to people how we are observing their stages, how they might make up levels to their stages of life. If you're being guided by spirituality, you want to stay open to having those conversations. It's part of your guidance. So I'd hate for you to have to edit out what you're really seeing and feeling and trusting and wanting to share with your clients in the fear that if you do, and they're not so spiritually oriented, you might lose them. My guess is you can say it in a way that will introduce to them that this is how you're dialed in. For example, I have a coach who was a sales professional for many years, and now her whole thing is how to run a spiritual business. In other words, not a church thing at all, but how to be spiritually minded as the CEO of your own business. I really like her. I really like how present and available she is. And one thing she says when she's giving a talk, I go to her public talks, but I'm also enrolled in her mastermind private program. When I go to her public talks, I notice she says, in these circles, I am going to talk to you about tapping into your highest wisdom. And if I say God, or if I say universe, please, please use any word that fits for you. And she will say right out, I trust that anyone that is building their business has some connection to a higher power, to an order, to the universe, to God, to something bigger and more conscious than themselves. Because if you're going to grow your business, you are going to grow in consciousness. And if you have nothing to lean into but other people, you will tap out at some point. She is so good at talking about that. She's solid. She stands there with her shoulders back. And honestly, it has been in seeing examples like that where I just knew not only can I do it, but I will, and I will want to, and I will follow in that. I will be that person that designs my websites and my offerings so that others know this is my bent, right? I mean, you may have listened, Janet, long enough to the show to know I've never done a show on true crime, and I never will. That's not part of my brand. And yet, even though I brought my fitness coach on, we did talk, you know, borderline spirituality about how you tap into your own self-love to find the energy in your day and in your body to perform at your best, to be a top performer in your own life. And for some people, that would be so mildly spiritual that they wouldn't even catch it. For the person who's afraid of spirituality, they might go, oh my God, she used the term self-love. You know, the crazy people that talk that way. Let me see what's on another station here. And you know what? There's always going to be that person that comes on, is curious who you are, finds out a little bit, and moves along. And that's okay. I think it's important to realize that's okay. Think of it as like a nightclub where you might go and you're hearing there's live music and it's very improvisational and you haven't really been exposed to that. And you stay for 15 minutes, have a little drinky, and then you're like, you know, I'm just going to pop out and see what's going on down the road. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. Drop a 10 in the guy's tip jar on your way out. But you know, if you're feeling called to something else, nothing wrong with that. We have to have the faith, Janet, that the people that come to us are curious and the people that stay with us are willing to invest. And so therefore, they want to know what's true with us. They want to know how they're going to be able to get the best for themselves by following and investing with us. So I just want to suggest not holding back, really letting yourself be the honest life coach that you are. As you grow your vocabulary so that those that are following you will be even a tighter niche, a tighter fit for what you are doing. I hope that serves you, Janet. And I really like your question here. We do have another one. Let's see how, yeah, we have enough time to dive into this. I think this would be good. Our final question is more about podcasting here. And he says, I was listening to an older podcast of yours where you interviewed a love coach. I needed the life advice, and I was also thinking how cool it would be to be a podcaster like you. Is it too personal to ask you if it feels like you need to know a lot about everything to do your podcast? Maybe I have imposter syndrome. You had this love coach on, but you've never said that you're a love coach. So how did you know how to talk about it? I'm just wondering how niche down my topic would need to be if I did podcasting. I could talk about fitness and running all day long, but I don't know about life advice so much. Could I leave all that up to the guests I bring on the show? All right. This is a great question. Zach, what I want to say about that is, oh, are you Zach the musician? Oh, no, you're not. Okay. Zach, what I want to say about this is that when you want to start a podcast, it's usually because there's something you would love talking about over and over again in many, many ways. The thing that stood out to me in your note was you said, where did you say it? Oh, here it is. I could talk about fitness and running all day long. Great. You know what, Zach? If you decided that you wanted to have a podcast on running, wow, you are really niched in. But if you opened it up to fitness, and you, as the podcaster, are a pro runner that brings in lots of topics around fitness, well, right there, you open up the possibility of guests, because you could bring in a Pilates expert that runs for fun, but the two of you can kind of play off of ideas. In other words, you don't need to be a pro at Pilates. You can just stand firmly in what you know, but also from your point of curiosity and sort of thinking like your listeners, you can be asking your guest questions that are going to spur more conversation. And I promise you, you will get better at it as you go, but you'll probably start out being just fine. If you were to think that it seems really overwhelming to begin, you might want to just lean into some of your friends or others that you might know, you know, 1 degree of separation, 2 degrees of separation, and just ask a little bit about their experience, like you're asking me. I would say that in the early days of radio, there were people that I brought on the show that were really, really niche in an area that I'm not. Like, I'm definitely not a love coach, Zach. I'm not. But have I been down a couple windy roads with love? Yeah. And have I learned maybe one thing? Hopefully. So it's helped me come up with questions. Definitely. But I'm also someone that when I look to guests to bring on the show, I pay attention to how curious I am about what that guest is up to, and that immediately facilitates questions. Have yourself a green room meeting with them where you can, a week before, just get talking with them, find out their groove and what their style is to have a conversation with them. And definitely, if you want to talk to me more about it, follow up and send a note to me. I'd be happy to offer you a 1 hour consultation, get you up and running. That is exciting. Self-expression. That's what we're here for. We're all about stories at Story U Talk Radio. Hey, listen, my friends, these have been great questions. It is you and it is people like you that help me know what to do with our topics because you communicate with me. So this door stays wide open. Write to coachdebbie.com, click on connect anytime. Tell me what's on your mind, and I just might do a show on that topic. Until next Thursday's, my friend, I look so forward to seeing you then. Namaste.